With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. Around this time a year ago, Doge and the Trump administration were making funding cuts and laying off employees with their stated goal of removing waste and fraud. One of the stories WXPR shared about these cuts was the potential impact to the North Country Trail, which falls under the National Park Service. WXPR's Katie Thorson followed up with North Country Trail Association.
A year ago, the North Country Trail Association had major concerns about federal funding cuts and employees being laid off within the National Park Service and U.S. Forest Service. Roughly a quarter of their budget for things like trail building and maintenance comes from a cooperative agreement with the Park Service, according to Brad Slagle, treasurer for the NCTA Board of Directors.
We weren't sure if that was going to go away or be frozen or delayed. We weren't sure what was going to happen to it, so that was a big concern. And luckily, after a little bit of time of sorting that out, it continued like normal. So that was a big relief.
The biggest impact they're still feeling is the loss of federal employees. There used to be 6 NPS employees that worked with the Trail Association and another 2 that were going to be funded through the Inflation Reduction Act. The funding never came through for those 2 positions, and 2 of the existing employees lost their jobs. One because she still had a month on her probationary period, the other because she lived too far away to follow the return to office requirement. None of those positions have been replaced.
One of the most critical positions, the one person that they lost, was the planner, which is an essential part of completing the trail. A big chunk of it, over 1,000 miles, is on the side of roads, or even on primitive roads, but some of it's on the side of bigger roads. And planning is the work that goes into figuring out how to get that trail off the road.
NCTA Director of Trail Operations Val Bader says their office has been able to fill in some gaps left by federal government changes, but it's not sustainable long term.
I don't think we're going back to, you know, whatever our partnership with these federal agencies looked like before. We're probably not going back to exactly that.
NCTA and other trail organizations were recently in Washington, D.C., advocating for trails across the country, including pushing for the reauthorization of the Great American Outdoors Act. For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.
Road conditions are slowly improving across northern Wisconsin. Right now, Wisconsin is still showing snow cover roads in the northeast part of the state. In a 24-hour period, Wisconsin State Patrol responded to 92 crash investigations with 11 injuries. There were 225 vehicles that went off the road. State Patrol assisted nearly 200 motorists. The National Weather Service shared some of the impressive snow totals from the storm. Wausau got more than 30 inches of snow. Sturgeon Bay in Door County is reporting 33 inches. And Mountain in Oconto County currently holds the top spot with 34 inches. While temperatures are forecasted to warm up above freezing later this week, the National Weather Service Green Bay does not expect any severe flooding.
We'll have highs in the low 40s through the end of the week, into this weekend. So that is, you know, not terrible when you're thinking about how quickly the snow is going to melt. Should be a little more gradual than if we were to warm up, say, back into the 50s or low 60s like we had, you know, just about a week ago.
Rivers are fairly low right now, which will help prevent flooding. Places where the frost is still deep could see some issues. Wisconsin Public Service crews needed to work in treacherous conditions to ensure the lights stayed on during the blizzard which moved through the state. Crews have restored power to more than 11,000 customers, mostly in the northeast part of the state. They were dealing with whiteout conditions and challenging roads in areas hit with more than 2 feet of snow. They expect crews to be repairing outages in the hardest-hit communities in Door County through tonight. In some cases, WPS employees manned company plow equipment to help clear the way for crews to access outages and storm damage. As of 6 this morning, about 600 customers remained without power in northeast Wisconsin. Wisconsin Public Service says available crews will work nonstop until power is fully restored. Snowmobilers will be able to get in a bit more riding yet this season. Oneida County is reopening its snowmobile trails today. Vilas County reopened trails this past weekend. Some segments in both counties remain closed. Snowmobilers should double-check the trails they plan to ride on before heading out. The long-running fight over the Line 5 pipeline beneath the Straits of Mackinac is now before the Michigan Supreme Court, Crystal Blair reports.
Justice has heard arguments over whether state regulators properly approved a plan to house the pipeline in a protective tunnel beneath the lake bed. Environmental groups argue the decision failed to properly apply the state's public trust doctrine, which requires protection of waters held for public use. Rias Kanji, an attorney representing Flow Water Advocates, told the justices the record includes evidence the tunnel could harm critical fisheries in the straits.
The construction of this tunnel could wipe out whitefish and lake trout spawning grounds in the Straits of Mackinac forever, permanently.
Enbridge, which operates Line 5, counters the tunnel would improve safety by enclosing the pipeline and reducing the risk of an oil spill in the Great Lakes. The Michigan Supreme Court has not indicated when it will issue a ruling. Opponents have suggested alternatives to housing the pipeline in a tunnel beneath the lake bed, including shutting down or rerouting the pipeline. However, John Birch, the attorney representing Enbridge, told the justices the tunnel is the best option.
If you're thinking about traditional common law public trust interests like swimming and fishing and boating and all those types of things, that the long-term impact of having the pipeline in a tunnel advances all those things. It doesn't reduce them.
Environmental groups such as the Michigan Climate Action Network say the case could also shape how the state's environmental protection laws are interpreted in future projects. From Michigan News Connection, I'm Crystal Blair.
For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.